5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, how you guys doing? I'm Cody, and I'm currently calling from Carroll Stream, Illinois. So I want to tell you guys a story about my grandma who passed away about a year ago, but this happened about 5 years ago. Good story here. Anyways, I'm driving. I'm on a delivery, so if you guys hear background noise, I'm very sorry. But anyways, back to the story. So my grandma was always a very religious person, goes to church every Sunday, had angel statues all over the house. You know, a grandma to me always sounds like that. Anyways, during the wintertime, my grandma was by her basement stairs or by the door, and the door was open, and I think she was just looking down there, and she ended up falling down all the way down the stairs. And keep in mind, there's no guardrail on the stairs, so, you know, she just fell all the way straight down, and thank God she didn't fall off to the sides, but there's no, like I said, no protection over there. My grandpa's asleep at the time, and he heard a big thud, and he never wakes up, which is always crazy. But he actually woke up to a big thud. You can barely talk to him, and he never really hear you. Anyways, he goes near the stairs yelling, "Martha, Martha, where are you? Are you okay?" And she was all the way down the stairs, already somehow managed to pull a cigarette out of her pocket and a lighter. And just started puffing up a cigarette. She goes, "Yeah, I got pushed down the stairs." And he goes, "What? No one pushed you down the stairs. Are you crazy?" And he was walking down the stairs. And he's like, "Well, I need to call 911. So and she's freaking out, saying, "Someone pushed me down the stairs. You don't understand. Someone pushed me down the stairs." So she ended up calling 911. And they got there. And she was telling them all about how she got pushed down the stairs. And of course, they questioned my grandpa, which they have to at that point when she's saying she got pushed. He was denying it. She has dementia, like I said. I don't know if I said that, but she has dementia. And so that's what he was playing it off like that. So anyways, got to the hospital. We all end up showing up, me, my mom, my brother, my sister, and the rest of my family, like aunts, uncles, cousins, you know, slowly started to travel in. So we're waiting to figure out what the hell's going on. And so my uncle decided to take her phone and wanted to call her church to let them know, "Hey, Martha's not going to be there for the next couple of Sundays. Probably won't hear from her for a while. She fell on the stairs." And so he wanted to give them the spiel. And he was going through the contacts, and he saw there was a missed call in the call log. So he went to go check it, and it was actually her preacher at that church, the church leader. And there was a voicemail for him. So he decided to check it himself and started hearing some actual things that started to freak him out. And I looked at him like, yo, what are you doing? As a 10-year-old, I was still confused. And he goes, oh, guys, shut up. I think there's a whole room. And he played the voicemail out loud. And the preacher was saying something about Martha. Martha, this is a warning. There's a demonic presence coming to your home. I'm worried. I would like to come over and do a blessing. Please call me back. This is a very dangerous spirit. And that was just a couple of days earlier. And my grandma never checked her phone anyways, so kind of doesn't surprise me that she never got that message. And my grandpa, when he heard that, he freaked out, was saying, guys, like, she was telling me that someone pushed her down the stairs. And he started to, you know, like, this is crazy. This is nonsense. No. And he started being in denial. We were kind of all shocked. As a 10-year-old, I'm very confused. But we didn't want to tell my grandma about it, because then she'd start telling all the nurses, yeah, I got pushed down the stairs by a ghost. Can you believe it? We didn't want her to think. She was already kind of crazy, but we didn't want them to think she was actually insane. So, that story. So we never really know. Like, I mean, she would always fall, but I mean, what's the coincidence that she said she got pushed and her preacher told her, hey, you got to be careful. Some demons come to your house. You know what I mean? And it wasn't just like a random scam call. This was actually from his number. So that is really creepy to me. But a little quick thing about her. So she said she'd always be able to talk to ghosts. And my dad passed away when I was 10, so back in 2012. And she would always say she'd talk to him and let him know that I'm okay. And he would tell me that he loves me and stuff. So now kind of looking back at it, maybe, like, because after, knowing about this story, like, growing up later in life, being like, huh, well, maybe she actually did talk to him, you know? They were really close. But this was my grandma on my mom's side, not my dad's side. But they would always come over for Christmas Eve, and I'd always wake up at 10 o'clock at night to go get water. And I was, like, 13 years old at the time. And I always hear just talking by the sink to herself. I always like, wow, she's crazy. And slowly tiptoeing out of the room so she didn't see me. But that's my story. My grandma, like I said, passed away this past year. So, you know, wanting to really be able to talk to her about this, I mean, like, hey, you know, did you actually, you know, talk to my dad? Or was she kind of just like, you know, yeah, you know, your dad loves you, makes you feel better. But yeah, that's really my story, and I'd like to say thank you guys for listening to it. Hopefully you guys can maybe clear up a little bit. Maybe did she get pushed? I mean, I know it's kind of hard to know, even from the aspect. If it's hard to know from my shoes, I can only imagine trying to figure out the story from your shoes. So thank you guys once again. I really appreciate it. But you guys, stay safe.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.